Find a position of comfort and where you feel supported, however you're sitting, or you can even lay down if you would like to. As you come into a position of comfort, awakeness, aliveness, attention, allow yourself to take a couple deep breaths and just let everything go. Really center right here, right now. You might tune in to the sounds around you, the sound of the room or what's outside the window. Attune to the sound inside you. You're experiencing a sense of quiet and calm. What does that sound like? I invite you to swallow and pay attention to that sensation of swallowing. What does it actually feel like? When you are ready, swallow a second time, and this time, pay attention to the sound of it. Allow yourself to be aware of your own awareness. Feel the space of that, the openness. When you are ready, I invite you to start a gentle body scan. You can start at the top and go down, or you can start with one foot or the other. Work your way up one leg and then up the other. Go in any direction that feels right. And gently, as you move from part to part, you might notice this feels comfortable. Or this feels uncomfortable. This is fine. This hurts. When you're ready, bring your attention to some part of your body that has felt comfortable, that you noticed as you moved through, that there was a sense of ease and comfort. Bring your attention to this part and allow yourself to feel it as if from the inside out. If it's your foot, for instance, imagine being deep inside your foot and moving through the layers of muscle and bone, clear out to the skin and then to the air. Acknowledge your comfort with this and recognize this as a place you can come back to anytime you need to feel ease. Now bring your attention to a place that is not so comfortable. It may even be experiencing significant pain. As you bring attention to this part, know that you can stay with it as long as you want. You can step back anytime you want. You may just want to dip your toe in. You may want to just brush up alongside it. You can step back and come forward at whatever pace and however often you want to. If this is manageable for you, bring your awareness to the sensation or sensations that you're actually experiencing in that place. It can help to name it, to describe it. Is it icy? Is it tight? Does it have a color? If it were a material, how might you describe it? Hot metal or splintery wood? If you're okay staying here, pay attention to how this sensation changes from moment to moment. If it's more intense one moment, less intense, if it shifts from one sort of feeling to another, and if you need to step back, do so. And if you step forward again, see if it's the same experience. Just watch and take note. See if you can open up some space around this sensation. It can help to bring breath to it, to breathe in awareness, breathe out release, even visualizing this uncomfortable sensation growing out in concentric circles, diffusing as it gets larger, being absorbed by your larger body, by the air around you, by the room. Breathe in awareness, breathe out release. You might ask if there's something that would feel relieving to this spot. You could breathe in the warmth of the sun. Or a cool breeze. Your own imagination can take this relief right into the very spot that can use it. Breathe in relief, breathe out release. As it feels right, and as we're nearing an end of this meditation, just say anything you want to your body. You might say, "Hey, Lumber, I feel like I'm getting to know you for the first time. We're in this together." Or you might thank that comfortable place that you could retreat to. You might thank your body for all the times that it has healed over the years. And know that you accept whatever it's experiencing right now. I'd like to share with you what's known as the felt sense prayer. The author is unknown. I am the pain in your head, the knot in your stomach, the unspoken grief in your smile. I'm your high blood pressure, your elevated blood pressure, your fear of challenge, your lack of trust. I'm your hot flashes, your fragile low back, your agitation and your fatigue. You tend to disown me, suppress me, ignore me, inflate me, coddle me, condemn me. You usually want me to go away, to disappear, just back into obscurity. More times than not, I'm only the most recent notes of a long symphony, the most evident branches of roots that have been challenged for seasons. So I implore you, I am a messenger with good news, as disturbing as I can be at times. I'm wanting to guide you back to those tender places in yourself, the place where you can hold yourself with compassion and honesty. I may ask you to alter your diet, get more sleep, exercise, breathe more consciously. I might encourage you to seek a vaster reality and worry less. I may ask you to explore the bonds and the wounds of your relationship. Wherever I lead you, my hope is that you will realize that success will not be measured by my eradication, but by the shift in the internal landscape from which I emerge. I am your friend, not your enemy. I belong. I have no desire to bring pain and suffering into your life. I'm simply tugging at your sleeve, too long immune to gentle nudges. I desire for you to allow me to speak to you in a way that enlivens your higher instincts for self-care. My charge is to energize you, to listen to me with the sensitive ear and heart of a mother attending to her precious baby. You are a being so vast, so complex, with amazing capacities for self-regulation and healing. Let me be one of the harbingers that lead you to the mysterious core of your being, where insight and wisdom are naturally available when called upon with a sincere heart.